Rich Barrasso with the Sussex Alliance for Responsible Growth. Just real three comments relative to intergovernmental coordination. For your consideration, in one of the goals and objectives as it relates to affordable housing, would you consider using the term demand versus problem? I think you referred to...
How was it worded? I don't remember how it was worded.
Well, it was referred to as problems, affordable housing problems.
Oh, yeah, that's probably not a good term.
Yeah, either. Demand is probably...
Or needs, even. Yeah.
Needs.
Yeah. Secondly, I may have missed it.
That was a good catch.
Yeah. I may have missed it.
It's the 08 strategy.
But there was a great piece that was done in 2016, which was the hazard mitigation document that was partially authored by Mr. Thomas, who's the emergency operations manager for the county. Mm-hmm. It's about 200 pages in length. I think hazard mitigation should be considered under the governmental intergovernmental coordination. That's it's a great point. Document. I went to Todd Lawson and asked him to make sure, not knowing, and I think, Janelle, you and I talked about this in terms of where does hazard mitigation belong, in which
that's
element.
It's with Denrick now, though, isn't it? The hazmat stuff.
Well, I think
he's talking about they're looking at
in the plan. In plan. Oh, okay. And it seems that it may cross over a number of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know there's going to be a lot of energy at that conservation public hearing or workshop. There's a lot of people gathering. Sarge has spoken to a large group in southern Sussex that represented about 24 communities back in April. And there's a lot of people very interested in terms of the conservation element. And one of the key issues was the hazard mitigation study that was done. And the study is very comprehensive. And it evaluates every single municipality in terms of their readiness. And so, again, I think that would be good to be considered in one of the elements. And then the last piece is the topic of intercoordination between municipalities came up. And again, Sarge had the opportunity to present to your counterparts in Rehoboth back on the 21st of May. They were interested in what we were doing. And there wasn't the most warm and fuzzy in terms of how the city of Rehoboth coordinates with the county, and I'm sure there's probably some opportunities there. And I love the idea of those communities somehow getting together and kind of swapping ideas on comprehensive plans. I think theirs begins very shortly, their process.
I'm just curious because, you know, that's always, and I know I sound like a broken record, but it's always been difficult with the eastern towns because they have such an isolationist viewpoint on things. It runs counter to, you know, how a county should do its plan. It's difficult to get there to be a meeting of the minds,
right.
You know.
I think there's a lot of finger pointing back and forth, but there doesn't seem any dialogue. And
yeah.
Maybe that's the opportunity is people to start talking to one another.
As far as between the towns, I mean, SCAT is supposed to be that organization that helps all the towns communicate with each other. Are they utilizing SCAT?
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard that term. I don't know. We can certainly research
Sussex
that.
County Association of Towns?
They meet, I think, quarterly or monthly. I can't remember. Yeah, it's monthly.
Who represents the county at those meetings?
Usually, Robin's sort of the de facto secretary. And
but you can actually you can join that group. They take non-town members. Yeah, you can join as a.
Yep.
Affiliate or something,
and the county is usually well represented.
I mean,
okay.
a company can. I mean,
yeah,
a, yeah
I think
I mean,
an individual.
When I had my construction business, we belonged to that. But you can be a card carrying member if you want.
Good. Again, thanks for the opportunity to make comment.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Appreciate it. Okay. Anybody else have anything else for the good of the order today?
Real quick on community design. Did we go because we had talked about innovative other designs for like cluster development with the agri-goods, and did we want to put a strategy?
Oh yeah, I thought we were.
Did we put that?
I don't think we didn't. You gave me guidance to come up with some, but I don't think
okay.
we came up with any on the fly
right
today.
Oh, okay,
all right. So
I was going to say,
you know about
it. Yeah, right, so yeah. I can come up with something to
okay.
fly.
Yeah.
Doug mentioned something a few minutes ago that I don't know where this fits in or if we can even attack it, but it came up I think in the intergovernmental coordination study because probably involves the state in some level. We have a real issue with setbacks on tax ditches in our county.
Yeah.
I mean, they are anywhere from 16 feet to 250 feet, and there's no rhyme or reason, that, or apparent rhyme or reason. Is there any way that that issue could be addressed in any kind of comprehensive way so that the poor individual landowner doesn't have to move heaven and earth to get that to get that easement or right-of-way distance modified?
I don't know about comprehensive, but each tax ditch operates under a court order. I mean, that's how they're formed.
Yeah.
And so you would have to, the tax ditch would petition the court to change its framework.
It's archaic.
But my question is, as you said, it's archaic as all get out. Is there any way, or can we put it in our plan that it should be researched? It's an issue.
Yeah, that's
why don't we do that conversation to have with the Sussex Conservation District about looking at the
let's just get
tax ditch right of way.
You know, we shouldn't assume that there's
two issues there. One is the courts, way the ditches are formed, and there was a state law just a few years ago, 2 to 4 years ago, I think, which tried to address the maintenance issue, but it was so broadly written that most of the tax ditches took their construction easements as the number, and the construction easement might be 200 or 300 feet, versus a maintenance easement which might be 20 to 50 feet.
16.
It could be 16. Yeah. It could be very narrow, just enough to allow the excavators and stuff to go by and haul the dirt away. So each one is individually unique.
It's so arbitrary. And then if you buy a piece of property that runs this way, and there's a tax ditch here, and the property's 200 feet wide.
Yeah, you could be stuck.
And if they have a 250-foot easement, you're done. And it doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to, they can, like Bob said, it goes from 16 to 250.
Well, in our setbacks, too, I mean, we know we've picked it up on a couple where they've come in and said they need to build into the setback or whatever, but the setbacks are from the property line. Well, most of the time, the property line's in the middle of that tax ditch. So you might lose 10 feet of your setback just to the grade of the tax ditch before you actually start to get away from it. This is, what was the name, reserves or something, where we ran into this. And so this is another issue of maybe definition of setbacks where it borders along a ditch and not from the center of ditch or the top of ditch or something of that nature, so that the setback's a real setback.
Can I just go back to one thing that Mr. Barrasso said? I, hearing him say that about intergovernmental coordination and the whether hazardous or
hazard mitigation plan.
Mm-hmm. That's an opportunity. I think you guys should work on expanding that intergovernmental coordination, because I think that's an opportunity where we can touch on climate change and sea level rise and get some credit for doing so.
Yeah, actually, that's part of it. I'm planning on doing that with the conservation element discussion.
But also the intergovernmental coordination side of it.
Right.
If we can have some good text on that, I think that'll help us get through the state.
I, for other projects over the years, I've actually written a lot of hazard mitigation plans, and I've worked for FEMA on projects.
Okay.
And one project I worked on for FEMA nationwide was how to improve coordination between counties with hazard mitigation plans and their comprehensive planning process.
Okay.
So it's something even FEMA wants to see more of.
Great, yeah. It just seems like that's an opportunity for us to have a good plan, and also, you know, deal with something that the state's really looking for us to have in our plan. It's just one more opportunity to do that. So, thanks. That's all I had.
Okay. All right, then. Anyone else have anything for the good of the order? Okay. If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. 2 minutes.